Amen. Amen. You know, the word of God is so powerful and so true, and we have to get a hold of it in our heart. We have to desire, say desire, to do what the word says to do, to be like Jesus has commanded us to be, and to know what our place is. Amen. That's what we have to do. And once we do that, and once we understand that, then we have an obligation. Everybody say obligation. We have an obligation to the Father God to take his word and spread it. You know, in the spring or in the fall, whenever they do it, they spread the seed and the grass come up and it's solid. That's what we're doing. We are spreading the gospel. If you'll turn to Lamentations chapter 3. I know that didn't look right. That was chapter 1, no wonder. And let's start at verse 21. The mercies of God. Chapter 3 and verse 21. This I call to my mind, therefore have I hope. Talking about all the afflictions and things that have gone on before. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion faileth not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. The Lord has mercies every morning. And he says to you and to me that he has called us into this place and the body of Christ out of sin and out of the world into a place in him that you can be your very best self. Say, my best self. Now, the very best self you can be is when you are born again, and you must be born again. The Bible says so. You must be born again. And when you are born again, then you are changed. Everybody say changed. Into the image of God. John 3 and 7 says, we're changed into the image of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Our Lord. So we're different. We can't keep acting like we were acting, thinking like we were thinking, doing what we were doing in the name of Jesus. He says, marvel not that I say unto you, I'm a little bit loud, I said unto thee, you must be born again. Marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. And it might seem a little strange to be talking to that. Last Sunday, I asked everybody who was sure that they were born again to stand, and the entire church stood. And so you must be born again. And you, once you are born again, the point that I want to get over to you, you are a different person than you were before you received Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Everybody say changed. That means you're changed. You're different. So therefore, you have to put the word in. Say, put the word in. You have to put the word in. You have to read the word. You have to study the word. You have to meditate upon the word of God. And as I mentioned Wednesday night, you have to get to know his voice when he speaks to you. Hallelujah. So he said, don't be surprised. Don't marvel that you must be born again. I have given you the word. I have shown you what it is that you must do. I have shown you how to get it done. They that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He wants me to stay on that for a while because too many people are saying they're born again, but they're so wishy-washy in their living and in their life and in their talking and in their walking. And he says, make sure first of all that you are mine. He said, those that are mine know my voice. They hear me and they obey. Now the Bible says if you are what? Willing. If you are what? If you are what? To do what he says and obedient to him, you'll eat the good of the land. So let's just shake off all the pressures, and there are a lot of pressures out there. Don't think I don't realize that. But what somebody said this morning, I think it was Sister Lucy, you know, don't go near it. Don't put yourself in position for it. Stay out of those places, those times, those situations, those websites, and all that stuff that will draw you away from God. Words, two words we don't hear in church a lot are sin and hell, but they are real. Sin is real and sin is still sin and sin is still wrong. And the wages of sin are death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So you must be born again. Well, you say, I am born again. Why is she preaching that? Because the Holy Spirit wants me to say it again. You must be born again. Being born again means changed. How do I get changed? That little baby that, I don't know if they got him in here now, but he's born, but he's not a man. He's not even a big boy. He's growing and growing by feeding him and caring for him. He will grow up and maybe be as tall as his dad. When you're born again and first born again, you're a babe. Put the word in, put the word in, put the word in, put the word in. Pray, talk to God, fellowship with him. And then you know without a doubt that you are born again. And those who follow you. Remember, I had those people following me last Sunday, and they did what I did. Those who follow you will do what you do. They'll say what you say. They'll act the way you act. If you know that you are born again, if you know and you make the decision, I don't care, I'm going to live for Jesus. I can't be part of the crowd. They used to tell me, you know, it's been a long, long time ago. But when I was in college, Corey, you're going to rot in that dorm. Almost 50 years later, I didn't rot. But I didn't go out and do what they did. And there was nothing available there like it is now. But the decision is made. I will live for Christ above all else. I choose Jesus. Above all else, I choose his life. Above all else, I choose his word. Now, there's a devil out there who's trying to, and he is a master at deception. So you must be born again. And once you are born again, that means you are changed. Not talking about what you did yesterday, last night, 10 minutes ago. I'm talking about from now on, I make the decision, Lord, I live for you. Jesus, you died for me. I'm so thankful. So I live for you because I'm born again. Because you died on the cross. Because somebody cared enough for me to preach the gospel. Because my mama prayed for me, or my grandmother prayed for me, or my neighbor prayed for me. And I heard the word of God. And they said I had to be born again. And they didn't just leave me there.